Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Tax season? Don't sweat it. Thousands trust BHM CPA Group for tax planning and preparation every year. We are a full-service CPA firm that offers a broad range of services for business owners, executives, and professionals. We are affordable, experienced, and friendly. We're one of the leading firms in the area. We make your 1040 filing accurate, affordable, and IRS compliant without the headache. File today at bhmcpagroup.com and simplify the complex. That's bhmcpagroup.com, because life's complicated enough.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Continues. So, you know, it's just, it's great to be celebrating our anniversary with the relaunch of Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM. So, you know, and timing is everything. So I love the timing of this right now, where we're jumping in here, guys, and we're going to have the NFL playoffs leading into the Super Bowl. And we've got the National Hockey League regular season that's starting in mid-January. And, you know, listen, I love the NBA, but what I like about this NHL season, guys, is it's more condensed. It's shorter. It's going to be intense as hell, man. All right? It's going to be more intense than that TV show, This Is Us. That, incidentally, like, if I wanted to get, like, depressed, all I would have to do is, like, look at my bets. Like, if I wanted to get depressed, like, I'd go on Facebook and look at, like, ex-girlfriends that have gotten married and then have moved on with their lives. If, you know, I don't need to watch This Is Us. If I, you know, if I'm gonna get, I need to get that depressed, right? Like, you know, what are, like, those commercials, man? You know, you're betting on a football game, you got a ton of money on a football game, and then it comes on, you know, the commercial, like, you know, you got a beer commercial, and it's like, oh, cool, and then the next commercial comes on. I'm sorry, honey, I have cancer. I'm dying. And I've been cheating on you with your mother. And, you know, This Is Us, Sundays, NBC. And I'm thinking, dear God, like, don't people have enough misery? Don't people have enough misery in their lives? Right? Don't they have enough misery in their lives that they don't need to watch a show that's just going to, like, I understand people like a scare. That's why people like horror movies. But if you want a scare, just bet on college basketball. All right, that'll put a scare. that'll put a scare into you. But what I like about this season, so we're starting in January, and boom, NFL playoffs. NBA, the NBA regular season is going to be a tricky one this year. I think the NBA players are big divas. The NHL players will just sort of shut up and play. You know, the NBA, oh, I'm not going to play this game. I'm not going to play that game. And the season is still kind of long in the NBA. It's 72 games. So it's not like it's rapid fire. Boom, boom, boom. But I just, you know, I love the intensity of this stuff that we're jumping in. We're jumping in NFL playoffs. We've got your back leading all the way through to the Super Bowl. And we've got the NHL regular season. That's just going to be another, like, sort of a sprint. Like, the NBA is more of a marathon. You know, like, you're watching NBA games now, and how much do you really think NBA players are worried? I'm not saying they're not trying. I'm not saying they're not trying. All right. I think that's one of the biggest falsehoods associated with the NBA and their players. I think there was a time, yes, there was a time when NBA teams would roll over. There was a time when you wouldn't get max effort from NBA players. right? Like the second that a team got down by 16, they would tap out. Sam Mitchell, longtime NBA coach, once got upset with me years ago because I said NBA players are quitters. And he kind of took offense to it. And he spoke to me off the air about it. And you know what? He actually raised a lot of good points. And I learned like from it. You got to learn along the way, right? You've got to learn along the way. And, you know, he said, and I even took it back. I said, not quitters, but I said, it's frustrating that a lot in the NBA teams will tap out when, you know, they're down. That they won't like say, you know what, let's just play it to the final whistle. That they don't play to the final whistle every night. And Mitchell basically said, listen, you know, if you're a coach in the NBA, he goes, you maybe got 6 or 7 guys that are actually good on your team. All right. That's what Mitchell, like off the air said, you know, off, you know, so to speak, off the record that I'm telling you. And it was actually on the set of that TV show, off the record. And he told me, he said, he goes, really? You know, he goes, you got like 6 or 7 guys that can actually play and help you come back and win. And he's basically point blank. He said, don't blame the coaches. Don't blame the players. He said, if we didn't play 3 games in 5 nights, then I'd be able to leave a guy on the floor and, you know, try for the comeback. Right. But he goes, the way the schedule is, he goes, you've got to decide, you know what? We've got to cut our losses and move on. And then he brought up the point and he said, you covering a point spread is not my problem. And that's a good point, right? We all sort of think of everything from a point spread point of view through the point spread sphere of things. Yet that's not their issue. That's not their issue. But with all that being stated, it's a long season in the NBA, man. And it was a quick turnaround. You look at the National Hockey League and they've had a little bit longer, right? They've had a little bit longer to get ready. The season's going to be a little bit shorter. The NHL has done a very good job with their new divisions to limit the travel. The NBA has not, right? The NBA is not. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to bet on the NBA. And I've got a couple of angles that we're going to see. I'm going to put to the test. And I think in the National Hockey League, we'll keep our eye on this. And in the NBA as well, as we're still early in the season, is that the teams that didn't play in the hubs, the teams that didn't play in the bubbles, like I'm telling you right now, guys, you know, there's like a Super Bowl hangover curse. And, you know, some people don't believe it and stuff. It's factual. You can believe it. It's like you can believe coronavirus or not, you know, but I don't really care. The facts. You're entitled to your opinion. In this world, you're not entitled to your own facts, right? That's, you know, you're not entitled to your own, And it's going to be interesting to see. There will be teams. So, you know, there'll be good teams. Like, let's use the Miami Heat as an example. People always do this. Whatever team loses in the championship, people always pick that team to get back again. Right? Oh, well, you know, they lost, but they're really good. How many people do we hear say San Francisco are going to be terrible this year? Not very many. I did. It's free money, guys. I don't like the expression free money because nothing in life is free, but it's solid money. Let's put it that way. If you just blindly bet the season win totals to the under of teams that lost in the Super Bowl, you're going to make a lot of money over the years. All right. You're going to make a lot of money. And, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's right, whether it's wrong, whether it's fair. It doesn't mean that they were fraudulent when they were good, but it just is. It just is. It takes a lot of luck to get to a championship in any league. All right. It takes a lot of luck. And it takes, you know, we're talking about being at the right place at the right time. You know, somebody got hurt on the other team. Oh, there was a protest. Look, Giannis got hurt. Like, I'm just saying, like, the Miami Heat had a lot of things go their way. It's the law of averages. It's Murphy's Law. It's reality. You as gamblers understand this. Man, I was so lucky. I don't understand what happened. Right? So there's going to be teams that were good. There's going to be teams that were good in the National Hockey League There's going to be teams that were good in the NBA last year, in the bubble, in the hub. And I still don't know why the NBA was a bubble and the NHL was called a hub. Like, what's the difference? They're both the damn same thing, right? Oh, no, it's a bubble. It's a hub. These damn hockey guys. You know, I don't know if you know this. When hockey, they don't like calling it the locker room. It's not the locker room. It's the dressing room. They think they're classier. I don't know. Smells like a locker room. I've been in them, so it's not much of a dressing room. Smells more like a locker room, guys. But so there's going to be teams in the NHL. Hey, look, everything went their way last year. They're supposed to be good. People are handicapping them to be good. And things will not go their way, right? Things will go against them. That's sports. And I'm just going to be taking a look at some of these teams that did not play in the NHL hub, that did not play in the NBA bubble. They're not going to be as tired. It was a quick turnaround, man. It's like 64 days in between games for the Lakers from winning a title and starting a new season again. Like, really? You know, come on. NBA players take 64 days off in the regular season sometimes. So, you know, it's something from a handicapping perspective that we're going to be keeping our eye on. Take a look at some of the fresher teams, the hungrier teams, and also, like, not just from a physical standpoint, but it will come into play. I mean, guys, there could be injuries that players had from the bubble and the hub that they still have now. You know what I mean? Like, you know, especially hockey. Like, you know, hockey players kill each other. So don't tell me that it was just 2 months ago that everybody's fine. Oh, yeah, no, I feel 100%. Right? So, but not just that, but mentally as well. You know, you've seen NBA players already complaining. Oh, God, yeah, I'm not playing every game, right? I'm not playing every game. So you take a look at some of the teams that went far in the NBA hub. They might struggle a little bit because the excitement factor is not going to be there. They're thinking about the big picture. Are the Los Angeles Lakers, you know, thinking about, oh, man, we better win tonight because otherwise I'm going to get ripped by Stephen A. Smith? Or are they thinking, I don't care what happens tonight. I don't care what happens tonight. We'll win enough games. And you know what? We're going to be playing basketball in June. All right. So am I worried about what's happening in January right now? No, not really. But so you get other teams that, you know, a Pistons, a Knicks, you know, teams that, you know, the Sacramento Kings, teams are on the outside looking in, the Phoenix Suns that are sort of like enthusiastic to be back. You know, like, you know, I guarantee you, man, there's NHL players that are thinking, oh, my God, you got to be kidding me. Like, we're back already. We're back already. We got to start killing each other. And you can't mail it in playing hockey, I tell you. Like, it's impossible. Like, you can't, you can't mail it in. You can play poorly. And I'm not saying, you know, there's different levels of effort, but that's the beautiful thing about the National Hockey League is the nightly effort. Right? We always talk about this when you're betting on a sporting event or you're betting on a team or a fighter. Are you going to get an honest effort? This sort of comes full circle to what we were talking about with the NBA. Are you going to get an honest effort from these guys? But my original point really was that the NBA, it's not a fair criticism anymore. Players in the NBA are competitive psychopaths, man. It is like people think, oh, the NBA, it's not as competitive as this or that, or it's more of a country club or they're all buddies and they don't care. They might get along, a lot of these guys, but their NBA players have the biggest egos, right? Like out of any athlete, really. Like they're egomaniacs. Like I don't think that like a lot of NFL players, like, you know, I don't think NFL quarterbacks are going on Twitter on Sunday night, you know, after the game and saying, well, I wonder what people are saying about. We know NBA players do that. Kevin Durant's got burner accounts. Kevin Durant argues with 14-year-old kids who say that Curry's better than he is, right? Like, we know. We know. Like, look at Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player ever. Look at The Last Dance. I don't know why you're so upset. Jordan hates everybody. Everything motivates him. Oh, somebody said Drake is a good rapper, and that pissed me off. You know what I mean? Like, that's what makes the NBA cool. Like, they're all, yeah, they're divas. Yeah, they're head cases. But at the same point in time, they're ultra competitive and they all want to bang the hottest Instagram model, right? Like, they want to bang a Kardashian. They want to make the money. They want to be on the top of that. They want to be on the top of that NBA ladder. So ultra competitive league. And, you know, I'm down with the NBA, although this year in the NBA, like I said, to me, it's kind of the calm before the storm, before next year. It's more than just about Giannis. And it was hard for teams to retool, right? It was hard for teams to retool in the offseason. It was such a fast offseason. You know, they didn't have coaches, new coaches and stuff like that. So it'll be an interesting handicap throughout the National Basketball Association season. You know, the Raptors playing in Tampa, no fans. Nothing's normal, guys. Nothing is normal. So, as we mentioned earlier, you know, our show, we're going to be on six nights a week. We're on at midnight Eastern, of course, right here on Channel 204. Get on the grid, sportsgrid.com. You'll get all the information. But we're going to have all your favorite guests, new guests, all your regulars. We've got a strong cast of handicappers and regulars that join us on a nightly basis. And if you're just, you know, if you're going to be listening to our show on a nightly basis for the first time, I do rage about current sports topics. I might rage about one of my bets. I might rage about a player, a coach, or I might rage about our producers or our callers or myself and my bad picks. But, you know, we like to have some fun, but every night we do have a couple of handicappers on, or beat writers, play-by-play guys, people that are associated with the games that we are talking about. And the regulars that you're going to be hearing, of course, our main man, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, Bob Bano, Ian Cameron, who I know did a lot of VSIN work, Paul Bovey, doesn't need any introduction. Teddy Covers doesn't need any introduction. Mark Lawrence doesn't need any introduction. Tony Finn doesn't need any introduction. Joe Lisi doesn't need any introduction. So we, you know, we could go on, but we've got a good cast of characters that are pretty diverse. We're going to be handicapping NBA basketball, college basketball. Though college basketball has been and has been pissing me off, stupid kids. I blame the coaches, not the kids. No, I tell you, it's not. Come on, can't blame the kids. They're playing for free. UFC, we handicap a lot of UFC when it's worth handicapping, and you know, mixed martial arts, you know, tennis, international sports, soccer. You're going to be hard pressed to find. I'll say, listen, I'm not going to tell you that we're the best. It's like the the driver on Seinfeld says, "You're the best driver." He goes, "I don't say the best." He goes, "I'm good. I'm pretty good, but I don't know if I'm the best." I don't know. We're not going to say we're the best. We're the best talk show host, or we're the best sports show. But I'll tell you what, we like to have a lot of fun, and we are one of the biggest degenerate sports shows. I mean, you know, you tune into our show, and we might be talking about Vietnamese soccer, women's soccer, because we think we've got an angle on it, all right? So we can't wait to start doing this thing on a nightly basis right here on SiriusXM, Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio. Check out sportsgrid.com. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter, @SportsRage. Nice and simple, all right? And if you can't figure that out, then you're too stupid to follow me anyways. So you can follow us on Twitter, @SportsRage. Spread the word. Morency is coming back. The Raging Redhead is coming back. And, oh, yeah, we'll also have all your old favorites on. Richard Garner, Orville Braunstetter, the Big E, Eric Cohen. We're going to be throwing it down and shaking it up, Scotty Farrell style, right here, Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM, Channel 204, January 7th. Other than that, you're on your own. Later. It's smooth sailing from there. They play Colorado and Pittsburgh every damn night for the rest of the year, and Arizona and stuff. So I still think Philly has a run in them. So there's a lot of baseball left. But I don't know, Cam, like you said, the Braves,
They're a solid team, man. They had a ton of injuries, suspensions and stuff, and they never gave up on the season, this team.
Thing about the Braves is, this is another thing. They can use the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, Rays experiment and put a lot of these guys that used to be starters that are in the bullpen in spot starts. You know what's going to happen, Gabe, at the end of the year. We've seen it tonight. Rain out, doubleheaders, boom, bang. So these guys, they're pretty deep. And the thing is, they've got all these guys back, all their hitters and stuff. I would never count out the Braves. You see the way they win tonight with a walk-off against Cincinnati? That took guts. Cincinnati basically, they tied it up with a Votto home run. They took the lead, and the Braves said, you know what? We're not done yet. That's scary. They hit a walk-off jack, not only win the game, they cover the run line minus 1.5, win 8-6. I wouldn't be stepping in the Braves' way. This team looks scary right now.
Corbin Burns, and I'll tell you, that Corbin Burns, if we look at it, I'm sure the updated odds. Corbin Burns is like plus 500. Smithers. Mr. Burns is like plus 500. I'm sure he came down. So he joins Aaron Nola. So Aaron Nola did it once this season. It's only three people in Major League Baseball history to do this. Strike out 10 consecutive batters. Corbin Burns joins Aaron Nola and Tom Seaver.
Here's the thing, Gabe. You look at that stat and you're like, oh, should we like be bowing down to him? No, it's the state of baseball today. No offense to Corbin Burns. He's a wicked pitcher and Aaron Nola, but this is the strikeout era. So you know what? When you get 10 Ks in a row, it's like, it's amazing. But the fact that Seaver did it in that era, way more impressive than the other guys. That's just the facts.
On this date, that's a great point. On this date, in 1991, John Daly won the PGA Championship. Just days earlier, he had gotten into the field as the ninth alternate. Wow.
Since I'll tell you a story. This guy,
1991.
Daly's an interesting guy because the thing about him is when he won the British Open, when Constantino Rocca was on his knees and stuff like that, this guy was a nobody. I think the punters said the odds were like 100 or 150. The only biggest dog before that was, or after that was Ben Curtis, who won at like 250-1. That's the thing about Daly, Gabe, is he'll do nothing. And once in a while, like I remember in Vegas, I'm sitting there, I'm having a drink at the bar. I'm like, John Daly's in contention? Guy's like 200-1 in the senior event. He'll do nothing. And then all of a sudden, like you'll have good rhythm and then he'll figure it out. I got to hand it to John Daly though, that guy. What a story. But his kid, little John Daly, is a great golfer. Watch out for this kid.
I really had John Daly. I never interviewed. I know Cam's met John Daly. Cam played golf at Niagara Falls, right?
Yeah.
With John Daly. But we nearly had him on once, and literally he was there, and his manager handler said, listen, he just passed out. It's a true story. Said, listen, he's been drinking all night. And he's out. He's done. He's done for the night.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the 117th dust-up between the Snorting Swine of Springfield A&M and the Springfield University Nittany Tide. Oh, doctor, break out the hickory switch.
Late night anger management class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it.
People in the chat are wondering about Cam playing golf with John Daly. They weren't at a golf course.
No,
it was Niagara Falls.
We didn't play the whole round. But I will say this, Gabe. Like this is one of the highlights of my life. Actually, I'll never forget it at the end, right? Because all the TSN, all the other networks, blah blah blah, they're all there, right? So I'm on the green, and I know I got nothing after this. So Daly's doing a charity. He's like, okay, well, we got a putt. It's like a 45 footer, right? I go, listen, let's do this for like a couple hundred bucks, whatever. I go, I hit the putt. You give me a couple hundred bucks. If not, you know what I mean? I'll give to the charity. actually, like, it was the best putt of my life. I'm like, this was on TV too. It's like 45 footer. It's like, boom, right in the hole. Daly's like, oh my God. Cause he looked at me. He's like, who's this stooge? Right. So, you know what I mean? And I hit the putt. I'm like, nah, don't worry, John. We'll just give the money to charity. But honestly, Marazzi, like, they're rolling camera. My cameraman's like, wow, you actually did. It'd be like you going in and Wayne Gretzky would be like on a breakaway and you like gloved, like boom, you made a huge glove save and said, settle down, great one. Like, you know what I mean? It was one of those moments. I was just like, wow. And Daly looked at me. He's like, I go, listen, man, I'm crap at golf, but I couldn't believe I hit that putt. It was like a double breaker too. It was a huge putt. It's on YouTube, I think.
I couldn't stop Wayne Gretzky now. Like Wayne's in his 60s. I think Wayne would still score on me. Although, I don't know. If you ask Mark Crawford, he's no good on breakaways. So, right? That's why he didn't. Ask him. That's why he didn't take the shot in the Olympics. So I gotta say, I was planning on kind of just being kind of straight by the book tonight with Babano. I was like, all right, we'll bring Babano in. We'll get the awkwardness out of the way, and we'll get into the picks. But once again, Babano, Cam, not here, and. We're going back to last week now, and this is how it all started. Remember, we're like, where the hell is this guy? What's going on? Now that I think of it, Cam, do you remember? He never answered what happened last week.
Exactly.
He?
No,
like,
no.
He never, like, he sort of, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you know, I do shows with the ice guys, and I do a lot of stuff, and I crack a beer after work. Really tiring day.
Yeah, but he never really said, so we're like, well, where
it's
are you?
True.
Like, what's where, like... This is two times, I swear to God, like 3 weeks ago, he patted himself on the back about how reliable he was. I swear, Ken. He said how reliable he was.
Yeah, you just can't get through. Yeah, this is an interesting quandary here. Is it a Sports Grid problem or is it a Babano problem? Interesting.
Good point. That's a good
point. Thank you, Gabe.
And that really could be on us too. Like,
we can't sell Babano down the river. But I will say this:
okay, I loved what, everyone. Both.
Yeah, yeah. I know. No, hey, buddy. Nobody's as militant as you. You're doing shows like Attention, 6 Eastern. You know, midnight. You're doing your thing. But I will say this about Babano: you brought up some good points tonight. It's not like, you know, you don't have to get married. You don't have to do whatever. But you're a young man. Great hair. A lot of things going for you, tie cats. Like, it's very right simple. There. No, honestly, Gabe, like, if you're a Babano, he's thin. Like, he's not like a big pig or anything like that. He just walks into a tie cat party, and he's a nice fella. Like, I got to be honest with you. I think this guy, if he really, really wanted to, could, succeed with women. But the thing about it is he's so married to capping.
Cam Stewart, give Babano some advice that Babano doesn't want or can't hear, or maybe
correct.
He hears right now. And yeah, what the hell is going on here anyways? Like, well, what's that? Like, what's going on here, Matthias? Because I'm starting to believe Babano, actually. It's not like he's out. What's he doing? He's sitting there. I got to believe he's ready to
I will
on.
Say this, Marenzi, from my experience on the show, Matthias is pretty quick. Like, I'll call in on the break. Even if he can't talk to me personally, he'll patch me through. So I don't know really where to go with this. I've had, you know, time to think about it. I don't know. I hear dial tone.
All right. We'll let Radar and our switchboard try to figure this out. Seriously, it's got a switchboard or something.
Did you see that promo for Fantasy Island yet? Oh, God.
No.
It's horrible. Oh, man. You're going to lose your mind.
Hey, you know, all right, we've got Babano. Babano, what the hell is going on, buddy? Just like 3 weeks ago, you were talking about how reliable and consistent you are. Now this is 2 weeks in a row, Babano. What's going on? Somebody canvassing, soliciting you at your door? What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know what, but I'm here now. That's all that matters. Matthias was calling me. He sent me a message, said he couldn't get through. He gave me a number to call. I called it, and here I am.
I love Babano.
Well, he didn't answer again. He never answers.
No, I'm right sitting by the phone. I know what time I'm supposed to be on this show every week. Just didn't get the ring.
So you're saying, so what do you have to say for yourself, Matthias? Because you both can't be right. Like, something's not, you know. Something doesn't add up.
Who calls who? That's the thing, Morency. Yeah. Like, when I come on the show, at you always tell me 12:10 or whatever, I call in, Matias patches me through. Is Matias supposed to call Babano, yeah, or is Babano supposed to call him? That's how, how we solve this.
I call
where, Matias?
Yes.
All right, so what right so away. What happened when you called? What happened when you called him 10 minutes ago?
I get his beautiful voice in that voicemail. Is Ian Cameron.
Oh, I'd like to hear like Babano's message.
Maybe he's on the can, Gabe. You know?
I sent him a message on
No, I can assure you that was not the case, no.
I'm starting to wonder, Ken. Cam, but like what is going on behind that?
Why are you telling me there's like, is this like forensic files? Like Babano's got something going on, like a neighbor that is a Ryder fan wrong or whatever.
Late night activity going on
exactly.
here.
Exactly.
Yeah. Little late criminal activity going on. Yeah.
Late night cutting.
I picture you like, you know, you're some sort of like psycho. You're like burying a neighbor in a backyard, Cam, in the middle of the night. Babano's got a shovel up there.
I got to be honest with you, Gabe. If Babano buried a neighbor in the backyard,
backyard's not big enough to bury anybody in it. Yeah.
So you're saying if you knew Babano, like wax him over the back of the head with a shovel, Cam, and buried him in his yard, you wouldn't rat him out?
No, I wouldn't. I think it would be the other person's fault.
I never did anything to Cam. Why would he do that? Yeah,
the thing is, like, you watch these stories with Ted Bundy, and he used to walk around with a cast. It's like, oh, I'm so hurt here. Next thing you know, right over the head into the Volkswagen, and then you're done. But Babano, even if he was a serial killer, Gabe, he's such a friendly person.
That's right.
All serial killers.
Who else is going to, you know, I gave Cam a helpful listen to his, you know, talking about his air conditioning on the Fritz and the leak in his roof. You know, I was concerned. I was caring. I was interested. You know, that's a good friend right there. Cam's got no reason want to do bad things involving me.
So do you really say, hello, this is Ian Cameron on your answering? What do you say?
I know, it's not exactly a creative, cool voicemail message, but I get it. And you would think for someone that's a bit off the wall at times, I would be a little bit more inventive, but that's what I got.
Well, what do you say? What's the message? What does it say? What's your answer? What's your voicemail message say?
Well, it's just your standard. It's like, hello, it's Ian Cameron. I'm not can't answer your call right now. Leave your name, number, and a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Standard stuff.
I got a problem with your package, Babano. You promised me winners. What the hell? Do you ever deal with any of those
clients
guys
don't
that
get
go
my
absolutely
cell phone.
Bonkers?
Yeah. You can talk to me on Twitter, email, not the cell phone, though.
Oh, no. It's the hottest cell phone number in America. No one can have that.
It is.
Yes, it is.
I don't even have a message. I think if you call and you try to leave a message on my phone, it says...
Me too, Gabe.
The person that calls his phone has not activated their voicemail.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that's exactly what I got.
The voicemail.
It's, like, or it's kind of like... Cam Stewart, like, you know, it's like one of those ones that's no, like, it's not a conversation. It's more, hey, Mr. Stewart, remember us that you like snuck on the GO train and you always had money? He's like, click. Yeah, that's one of those situations, definitely.
Yeah, it's true, Babano. We pictured you like Costanza. Believe it or not, Babano's not home.
He's not home.
Where could he be?
Yeah, you'd think I'd have a nutcase ringtone or voicemail message, but I don't. And I think if I put some thought into it and I truly cared about it, I probably would do something pretty funny, but it was a long time ago, and I haven't changed it in like 5 years.
Well, you sound pretty clear tonight, Babano. I don't know if you paid your bill, but very crisp.
We understand, but Babano's can't have
well, it does help when I turn the television sound down in the background. That helps. I just did that.
Oh, thanks, Babano. Thank you.
I love this guy.
Once again, too. All right. I guess we'll never know. It's one of the mysteries for Dateline. We'll never know. Was it Matias or Babano's fault?
What do you think, Gabe? We'll take it on the other side. What do you think?
How about it's neither fault? It's technology. It's technology.
No. We got to blame somebody. Sorry, we're going to figure this one out.
You got to blame some human element. Okay.
Correct.
I think that Matias called him and it was
going to take the blame because Matias is a good kid and I don't want him losing his job over anything. He works hard.
No, he's not losing his job because he didn't pick up. It's not happening.
How old are you, Matias?
I'm 31.
Yeah.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
He's no kid.
How old are you, Babano?
Probably older than Matias. Mid-30s. It's scary.
Answer the question. Answer the damn question.
Yeah.
God, man. Wow. Holy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
So what do I do? Just aim for the pond?
No, you're not supposed to hit it into the water.
But you hit it into the water.
I know I hit it into the water.
Well, why do they even have water if you're not supposed to hit it there?
Because it's fun! We're having fun!
Look, it went further than your ball.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. All right, the people have spoken, and I got to be honest. So, yeah. Ghostler sets it that it was minus 200 odds that it was Babano's fault, plus 150 Matias. People are taking Matias' side for the most part, but I think they like throwing Babano under the bus.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I think Babano's a pretty on-point guy, Gabe. You know, he shows up at the, hey, I like soup. I like Ty Cats football. I like the, you know what I mean? I think he's calling in, and Matias has a lot of things going on. He's like, because you're like, hey, Matias, can you play the one with Mo Sizzler?
Atlanta Falcons.
Like, what promo is he going to play? Like George Costanza or the one with Jerry Seinfeld? Yeah. Put it in the bank, George. You know what? I love Matias, but I think Babano, I don't think he's a guy that doesn't pay attention at times. I'm going to give Babano.
That's the dumbest bet I ever heard of.
Ready to go.
I disagree.
He tweeted the show.
I disagree.
I think Babano was ready to go. I think Babano was ready to go.
All I know is the phone is next to me, and I don't get a blip of a ring, as Ron DeSantis would say.
What the hell are you talking about? A blip?
Ron DeSantis, a ring.
What does that even mean? I don't even know what that means, Babano. Like,
DeSantis, a ring.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Like, what? Is that supposed to be funny?
I heard him say the other day, I don't give a blip about, I don't want to hear a blip from him about COVID. So that's why that stuck in my head.
Oh, okay.
Well, you're quoting the governor of Florida now, Babano? Like,
I got to be honest with you, Gabe. The more Babano talks, the more I love him. Like, he just keeps...
Oh, it's like a Russian doll.
Oh, he's so... Yeah, you're right. Like, one layer, two layer, three layer, four. I love it. Keep on talking, Babano. You're the best.
So, But people
brings life to the show. Yeah.
People. People also, though, believe simple about it. You're 36. Matthias is 31.
You called him a kid.
People do not believe that you can't. Like, so you got to be like 20 years older, but bad.
I agree, Gabe. The over under for calling a guy a kid is like 18 and a half.
Yeah. Like once you're 50, you can do it. Like, you're 50. And I don't know. And yeah. I don't even do it. I don't like that.
I can't call a teenager a kid. I'm not old enough yet.
No.
You can't call a 31 year old a kid.
You can't call a kid.
Yeah. You can't call a 31 year old a kid.
Yeah, I didn't know Matthias was that old. You're right. I didn't.
Hey, Gabe, I got a question for you. What do you hate more? Chief, boss, dude, out of those? Like, what makes your blood boil when some turkey says, hey, chief, hey, bro, hey, dude? Like, what's the worst out of them all?
Chief.
I think chief's the worst.
I don't mind chief.
Chief sucks.
I don't
mind
any of those.
Yeah, you don't ever call me chief.
I don't like when someone says, hello, my friend. I don't like hello, friend. It's like that. I'd rather like.
Hello, my friend. Yeah.
So when you're not a fan.
So Jim Nance wouldn't be your friend then.
Dude. Hello, friends. So you're not. So, Cam, you're telling me you don't like when someone says to you.
When a guy says chief to me.
What's up, chief? What's up, chief?
I want to knock his face. Like, I'll end you.
I think that's disrespect. I'm with Cam. I think chief is disrespect. Bro, I can live with.
Chief,
no.
Don't ever call me chief. You could call me, buddy, bro. Whatever you call me, chief, I like my blood boils. It boils.
What's up, chief?
Chief.
I hear buddy too many times from my friends.
I don't mind buddy. Yeah, buddy's just like, hey, buddy, how you doing?
I just hear him a lot. That's
the worst is, hey, chief, I got what you're. I'm like, what? I got what you at? Chief? No, there's no chief. Gabe, I'm telling you, when I hear chief, I go absolutely. Like, literally, my blood boils. I'll kill
you're
you.
Not even naked,
I would too, Cam. You're I'm with you.
What's your problem with chief?
I'd be bothered by that.
I'd rather be called anything but chief. I'd rather be called old, stupid, fat, whatever. You call me chief, I'm going to kill you. Like, I'm going to put you in a pretzel and I'm going to end you.
That's the craziest thing ever. You hate the what's up, chief.
I say hey
chief
man a lot.
So
hey man,
disrespectful.
How are you? When I see
like,
someone I know.
I hate that. I was at the sandwich shop the other day. Kid didn't mean to do it, too. He's just used to doing it. Say, hey, chief, I got your... your ham and cheese. And I looked at him, and I gave him eye contact. I was just like, oh, chief. God, I hate chief. It's so bad. Gabe, it's like calling a guy goof in prison. You call a guy goof. Yeah. You're a goof in prison? That's like chief to me. It's like it makes me just go nuts. Chief.
Chief has a sarcastic, condescending.
Damn right it does, Morenci. You said it. It's condescending, stupid, and annoying. I'd rather be called, hey, redheaded, you fat. Here's your, I'm so sorry. Here's your assorted sub for $6.99 extra meat. I apologize. God damn it. I hate this edited stuff. You know what I mean, though.
I can't. Well, it's not just that I hear.
That's on
it's
me.
It's not just that,
that
I hear hate buddy
me.
A lot. There you go. See, someone can
that's
take the
me.
Blame for something now, and they legitimately did cause the fall.
You
yeah.
did it last week, Babano, so I'll take the blame this
I
week.
Did.
I
yes,
screwed
I did.
Up.
So
I
can't be
up.
Throwing stones. I agree. Yeah.
Sorry, Gabe.
I can't be throwing stones. It's not just that I hear hate buddy a lot, Cam. It's everybody says it, my friends, in the same tone. Hey, buddy. It's like, hey, buddy. It's not just,
chief's
hey, buddy.
Worse.
It's, hey,
chief's
buddy.
Why are you calling me chief? I'm not rocking a native tribe. Like, well, how am I the chief? Like, am I the boss of the company? I'm just coming in here for, no, don't ever call me chief unless I'm the chief CEO of a company, which I'll never be. So don't call me chief.
Wow. I never knew Cam like we got this mad.
I hate it.
So the kid said, here's your sandwich, chief, and you want to kill the kid.
Oh, honestly, but the thing is, the guy's a nice guy. It's just like, I looked at him and go, if you weren't like a nice person, I'd kill you. Like, I'd jump behind the counter and like absolutely end you. I hate chief. It's horrible, Gabe. What makes your blood boil, Morency? Like, what do you say when you're dealing with these idiots with the lights? What's the line?
I think this segment is making his blood boil right now.
No,
it's a great segment. It's a great.
No,
hey,
okay.
Babano.
That's
hey,
good.
Babano. Hey, Babano. You worry about the soup and stuff. Yeah. Me and Gabe do shows all day. This segment rocks. Don't worry about it. You sit down and.
All right.
Understand.
I'm just making sure. He sounded pretty quiet there.
No, he loves
no,
it. He loves it.
I don't. It's funny. None of the above bother me. Like, I don't care. No one
chief,
ever calls me chief.
What about boss? When a guy calls you boss, do you like boss, or would you prefer chief?
Yeah, no, that's
I prefer
boss.
Boss. I prefer boss over chief.
What about junior? Hey, junior.
Junior.
Why would you call me junior, Mateus? That makes no sense. What am I a junior of? The junior, like,
junior.
Hockey league guy? Like, what? Yeah, what's junior?
Junior.
Yeah, junior. Like, what the hell are you talking about? Anyway.
I'm not a fan of sir, to be honest.
No, the thing about older, sir is, though,
yeah, I get it a
when
lot,
you're an older like, guy, they got to call it. Like, and know what Lisa's problem is, Gabe? When they call her ma'am, I see her blood boil. It's like, but the thing is, that's what they do. They say, hey, ma'am, would you like a cup of tea or like a vodka? And she's like, ma'am. You get it?
Well,
I actually, yeah.
What's the proper way to address a lady if she's your friend? You don't like you don't want to go, unless you really
Hi.
Know her well, do you,
you
really want to go
her
hey,
by
Dave?
Her, no, Babano, here's a
you
tip.
Don't do
you
that.
You call her by her
yeah.
first name. You call her by her first name.
That's
if her
right.
name is Donna, you call her Donna. If her name's Jane, you call her Jane. Right, Gabe? There's no, hey, you
But there's
you know
that word with
about.
The guy friends that I've got that I say, hey, buddy, hey, man. I'm not going to call a woman, hey, woman. How are you today? You know, you can't do that like you can do with, hey, man, what's up? Right?
Hey, you just say hi. Right?
Yeah, you don't say, hey, woman. It makes it sound like, you know, one of those abusive husbands.
Who the hell says, hey, woman? A moron? Like, come on. That's serial killer talk, Lamano.
Exactly.
Who's in your freezer?
Yeah. Oh, I've never said it like that. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, we say, hey, man, or hey, buddy, to a friend of ours, it's a guy. What do we say to the woman? We can't say, hey, woman. That's the point I'm trying to get at. Can't say that. It's just a bad, bad look and a bad sound.
You don't say anything. Say,
yeah, exactly,
how
Gabe.
How are you doing?
How are you doing exactly?
How are you? Julie or
name.
Linda or
yeah,
whatever
yeah.
her name
how
is.
How you
yeah.
feeling? Exactly.
The word buddy, though, has come on and overtaken radio. It's true. I swear to God, I blame PJ Stock. He was like the first one. It was 15 years ago. PJ Stock called everyone buddy all the time.
I like PJ Stock.
Yeah, so like every guest, thanks, buddy. All right, thanks, buddy. He'd say to the producer, buddy, buddy. It's like a hockey thing, right?
Yeah, I know. But you know what,
like
Gabe?
In the room, and then it just starts, and now it's everywhere. I'm not saying he started to create it, but it's everywhere. You hear buddy on talk radio like two
no, you're right.
times a day.
Difference is yep. PJ Stock is a good human being. A lot of those guys that are like around, he did it for the right reasons. All those other guys are just dicks. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he really wants to be your buddy. He's a good guy. We had shots
I
together.
I hate to digress, guys,
drinks.
But I know we're coming up to a break in a couple minutes. We got to find out. We got to hear from Cam. Who's going to be our buddy on Sunday at the Wyndham Championship?
Don't
Who's
worry
be our
about
buddy
it,
then?
I'll stay into the next damn segment. We're just talking about people who
okay.
are absolute gearboxes and stooges right now. Don't worry, Gabe. I'll stay into the next one. We'll talk about my damn golf picks later.
We appreciate it. Yeah, Sue
All
right. Lisa is kind
that
of like,
that.
God. Well, let's ask Babano. Do you actually have any female friends? Like, that's why you're
yeah,
asking?
Yeah, of course.
Well, your female
I do,
friends.
Believe it or not. It may sound strange, but I do.
I bet you, and I'm not throwing you under the bus, I bet you, though, your female friends are like your buddy's wife type thing. You know her, like, you know what I mean? Do you have, like, do you call up some girl that you've never slept, you know what I mean, as a day? Hey, yeah. did you say you're watching CNN right now?
Don't hey, count. Gabe, you know what the thing is? My buddy Forbes, who you met, I became friends with his female friend. They all work for Via and French. Know what they do when they go back to Quebec? Get me nice cheese curds and the proper stuff for a real Quebec poutine. That's a friend.
Exactly, yeah. No, I have a few. I have a few, three or four
she cut
female
my hair
friends
too.
That I talk to regularly.
If a chick,
I know
a chick
bunch
will
that are
cut your hair,
wives,
she's your friend.
Buddy's wife, too.
Friend.
Yep.
Yeah, it's my buddy's kind of on and off again sex partner, I think. But she's nice.
The late night anger management class. What's in Cam's bag coming up next?
Lots.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, we told you. We told you that was one of the funniest hours of radio that you're gonna get. Man, the Raging Redhead. I don't know who poured what into Cam's cornflakes over the last couple of weeks, but I gotta tell you, I've known Cam a long time. Like a long time. Like nearly 20 years. And I never knew his disdain for the word chief as much as I had no idea. I had no idea. And you can't make this up, but somebody called me chief the other day. And I did not, for the record, fly off the handle. And as I stated, I don't care. You know what I mean? I don't care. Like, it's one of those deals. If somebody calls me bro, dude, chief, boss, pal, I'm not big on the friend one. Right? But, like, I don't mind, like, if they're nice. But you know what I mean? You ever been, like, you know, you're someone, you're in a taxi or something, and you're arguing with the dude. He's like, my friend. It's like, dude, you're screwing me, right? I'm not your friend if you're my friend. Right? But I never knew Cam's disdain. Like I said, people think I'm full of rage. I don't want to punch you in the face. If you come up to me, hey, what's up, chief? I take it as a compliment. I'm like, hey, not bad. Not bad. I called my doorman boss the other day, and then I realized maybe he wants to punch me now. You know what I mean? Like, maybe my doorman is thinking, you know what? I hate when people call me boss. It just slipped out. He said, yo, how you doing? And I said, what's up, boss? I was, like, far away from him, so I sort of yelled over, what's up, boss? And as I said it right after, I thought, oh, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have called him boss. I am. Listen, I do. I overuse the word bro. Like, hey, bro. I've done it. But like I said, if you call me bro, dude, chief, pal, whatever, I won't fly off the handle. But watch out. Watch out for the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. I'll tell you that. All right, speaking of Cam, he'll be back. Me and Cam will be back 6 o'clock Eastern on Game Time Decisions Friday. Always a fun show with Cousin Sal. Other than that, you're on your own later.